Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Because I want to try some vanilla ice cream with hot sauce and see what kind of flavor explosion develops.
Flavor explosion.
Matter of fact, Ian McNulty, let's bring him in on this. He is a bon vivant. Covers New Orleans dining, food, culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Ian, Dave, and I were having a conversation about hot sauce, and somehow I got to thinking about, has anybody ever put hot sauce on vanilla ice cream, and what would that taste like?
Well, we were talking about flavors. How milk would, as a base, is what you should drink if you have too much hot sauce because it neutralizes the acid. So, Tommy, you said, well, why not ice cream?
No, I brought
cream?
Up the ice cream first because you were talking about hot sauce, but let's not be an old married couple here. The point is,
I think anytime you have a dish like this, you just put the word Cajun in front of it, and it makes sense.
Cajun ice cream.
Let me write that down, too.
Yeah.
Let me write that down and get a mark on that before anybody
Cajun
else.
Sunday.
Cajun
okay.
ice cream. Blackened ice cream.
Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, there is a place that I've been to in Brobridge called Robin's. Looks on the map like it's Robin's, but it's Robin's, they tell me. And they had Tabasco ice cream. They proudly used Tabasco all over the menu, including the ice cream.
And did you partake?
Of course.
And
what did it taste like?
You don't go all the way to Brobridge, Louisiana with the promise of Tabasco ice cream and not try it. It was tasty. You know, it was creamy, sweet, milky, but with a little edge to it. Now, you've had some spicy ice creams out there. I've had some chili peppers worked into like a dark chocolate ice cream.
Ooh.
What you're talking about, taking the hot sauce bottle and just, you know, putting it over there like a butterscotch. That's a little different. But,
that's what I'm talking about, like a topping.
It just depends how stressful the Thanksgiving gets on Sunday, right? Maybe that fourth and one you're
this
talking
is
about.
True.
That would be a good time to distract yourself with the...
Because if it's stressful, Ian, you could be so full of bourbon, you wouldn't know whether it's hot sauce or hot fudge or whatever. But imagine the swagger, Dave, if you will, and Ian, of walking up to a place and going, yeah, give me a sundae. Make it a hot sauce sundae, will you?
Now, I've had an alcohol sundae. You know, there are several places that sell ice cream drinks with alcohol in them. I'm a big fan of that. I enjoy that. My daughter hates it. She says that the two should never be mixed, and she got very sick last time she had it, which was, I think, at the last French Quarter Festival that actually happened.
But that's pretty much a daiquiri in a way, isn't it? Or like a pina colada got a lot of milk in it?
Yeah, I guess.
Sure. Watch out. Alcohol Sunday can lead to a hangover Monday. So.
Yes, that can definitely happen.
There indeed.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend. Your final prediction on the Saints game, Dave?
I think I've gone back and forth on how close it's going to be, and I've decided the Saints are going to win in a blowout. That is my prediction.
Okay, please don't say walk off field goal like Mike.
No, I can't predict that because I can't imagine that. I mean, I can't.
That
with Will Lutz, where's
that
now? No.
Physically ill when he said that, it made me just nauseated. All right, thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend, Ian McNulty, our friend. Tell me what the scene is with New Orleans restaurants with. I don't know. I guess just give me a general overview if you can.
Sure. Yeah, it's an interesting time. I feel like the prospects for our restaurants keep undulating through the months. You know, I mean, it's hard to look back and think that this crisis was originally, you know, something that we were thinking could be abated by the summer and then maybe the fall. Now here we are into the next year, approaching the anniversary. But you know, I think like a lot of people, I hear two different things. I hear a lot of frustration and aggravation and exhaustion on the part of people who run our restaurants and work in our restaurants. But I also have been hearing more hope And I think that's because, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel with this vaccine. There is the prospect that things will start to get back to normal and ramp up. And frankly, because a lot of restaurateurs, restaurant workers, professionals, they've made so many adjustments over this time that are keeping them going, right? Like nobody is doing business as usual as if it was the middle of March 14th. You know, they've made all these changes to their business models to try to get them through. And I think that's the goal now. Can you get through whatever lies ahead in this span and be there for what comes next, for the upswing that we're all hoping for? And I'm starting to hear a little glimmer in people about the prospects for that. But Tommy, there's no doubt about it. We're still deep in the trenches right now, and it's a slog. You know, restaurateurs are they're financially tapped out. You know, they're hoping to get something from the next round of stimulus funding from the federal government. But they're trying to keep their businesses alive. They're trying to keep themselves safe, their families safe, their employees safe. They're trying to keep you safe as a customer. And, you know, it's a full plate. I keep on going back to the word, but exhaustion. It's been a slog.
How are these parklets working? Was it a good idea that just didn't pan out, or is it a good idea that is working?
It's a good idea that's growing. The first few that came up that you and I talked about late last year were in the CBD. But they've spread all over town. I've seen a number of restaurants using them, and also bars that are, as you know, now are limited to outdoor service only in New Orleans. And a number of bars have used this to expand their area. Now, we just went through a pretty hard cold spell last few days. It's still a little bit chilly out there right now. But this is viable time for people to be eating and supporting restaurants outdoors, and this gives them another way to do that. I had dinner outside last night. It was kind of a chilly night, but we had there was a heater going. We layered up. It was a delight, actually. You know, it was
Where'd you go?
It was a delight to be out there. We were at Saba, Lanchaya's restaurant uptown on Magazine Street, which they've evolved a very nice outdoor setting.
I can do cold. I think, and again, like you're talking about the butane heaters, I guess, right, or propane, whatever it is.
Yes.
That's different than sitting out there in the sunshine when it's 95 degrees. That you cannot do.
They're getting creative with it too, Tommy. I went to Rosedale, Susan Spicer's neighborhood restaurant in the Navarre neighborhood by Lakeview the other day, and they had these heaters that were just a propane tank with these heaters attached to the top of them. You've seen them in like workshops and warehouses and stuff and car garages when it's cold. Well, they had them in these big flower pots pulled up next to the table, almost like they were ice buckets to hold the wine, but with the opposite effect, you know, keeping the couple that was having their dinner there warm. It was actually, you know, it was inspired. It was an adaptation. It was actually kind of romantic. You know, you had the orange glow of a propane heater upon the cheek of your dining companion.
I mean, I'm looking at it, the picture, and it looks pretty good, actually. It does.
Yeah, yeah.
They're, great idea. I mean,
they're finding a way. The restaurants are finding a way. And importantly, Tommy, here's the thing. New Orleans restaurant lovers, the community, those of us out there who value these places and want to make sure that they're around on the upswing, are going more than halfway to meeting them. They're you know, ordering takeout. They're adding a little something extra to the bill. They're buying that bottle of wine to take home, whatever it is. You know, there's the understanding amongst the people that I talk to and amongst restaurateurs with their best customers that people get it, you know, that this is not business as usual, that this is an effort to get to the other side, and that if we get to the other side and all we have left are a bunch of empty restaurants that are going to get scooped up by corporations and chains, then we've failed as a community. But if we can keep these places going and celebrate with them when the good times come back, that'll be another New Orleans success.
You know what I'd like you to talk about when we come back? A text. First of all, if y'all have any questions for Ian, text them in to the WWL text and talk line at 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. Somebody texted in, Ian, and you can address this when we come back. They're going out to eat dinner tonight in Orleans Parish, and they're not quite sure of what they should do, what they don't do with the mask and the requirements and so forth, so you can address that. And the other thing I'd like to talk about is, so many times, if any of you have been involved, and I have, with fundraising efforts for different organizations, boy, the restaurant community is always there to send somebody out with a couple of trays of this or that and serve it and so forth. And a lot of these events would not be the same or wouldn't even happen if but for that. So now's maybe the time to pay it back, and you can expand on that when we come back. We're talking with Ian McNulty, covers New Orleans dining and food culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, talking about New Orleans restaurants, adapting to the cold weather, continued coronavirus restrictions, etc. Somebody else texted in right here, what would be some great takeout ideas for the game on Sunday, so we'll address that as well. 9:22, coming back in a flash here on WWL. Here at WWL, Friday morning, January 15th, Ian McNulty is our guest, covers New Orleans dining and food culture for the Times-Picayune, a New Orleans Advocate. He's our friend, and he visits every now and then. So, Ian, for somebody to text it in about good takeout food for a football game on Sunday, and I guess I'll keep it that way to keep, you know, stay legal and everything. What would you suggest? What are some good restaurants, maybe different areas of the city where you could call in and get some of their specialties to take home?
Oh, sure. I mean, here's the way I think of it. You know, when the Saints are playing, it's the celebration of New Orleans. I like to have food out there that follows that theme, especially when we're playing Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Come on. I mean, what they got in Tampa Bay? I've been there. It's a great city. Wonderful place. Nice people. Not exactly a food culture to compare with New Orleans. So I like to get things around the table that kind of rub that in. You know, I'm a big fan of going to your favorite butcher shop or grocery store, getting a bunch of, like, Louisiana sausages, get some boudin, get some andouille, get some smoked sausage, put all that together, make a little platter of it, get some, you know, get some pimento cheese, something like that, get some pickled okra, some spicy green beans, you know, just make a spread like that. And, you know, maybe these days make little small plates for everybody if you want to keep a distance, or if you're all in your pod, put it together at a big charcuterie board. Get some gumbo, you can make gumbo, of course you can, but why not throw that to a restaurant, to a takeout place, one of those great little corner joints around town that's doing gumbo by the quart, by the gallon. That way you don't have to work over the stove. You can pregame, right? Mm-hmm. About whole po'boys. Go find some place with a whole loaf po'boys. A lot of po'boy shops do it. A lot of corner groceries do it. Some grocery stores will do it. Get yourself, you know, one of those, what, it's a 3 foot long entire Leidenheimer or Gendouza loaf filled with fried shrimp and fried oysters or sloppy roast beef. You think they're eating that in Tampa Bay? Tommy, no way. They're lucky if they get a Cuban sandwich over there. And if you really want to rub it in, go get yourself some good Cuban sandwiches and have that instead. Eat the competition.
But, you know, you can get those po'boys, like go to Parkway or wherever, and all you got to do is cut them in slices, right? An electric knife or something,
exactly.
Cut them in slices,
yeah.
And then everybody gets a little taste.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to do a deli sandwich, but with a New Orleans style, you know, that giant party sandwich, New Orleans style.
Somebody texted in best old-fashioned pimento cheese, which I am a big fan of pimento cheese. Do you know somebody locally makes a good one?
Oh, yeah. There's some new players in there. Go check out the Commissary, which is from the Dickie Brennan's restaurant group.
Mm-hmm.
They cooked up this place to be sort of a market and an eatery. You can go in there and get a, you know, plate lunch, but you can also get a lot of stuff to take home. They have a great pimento cheese, really, really good one there. And you can get a stock up on sausages and salumis and that kind of thing there, too. So that's real good. And also out in Metairie, check out the Larder. That's a new place that just opened up on Vets, not far from Causeway. It's next to Trader Joe's. A couple local chefs cooked this thing up. It's a deli. You can eat in there, but it's mostly like to get stuff for home. Longtime chef from Emeralds, a guy named Chris Wilson, and the chef from Station 6, a great seafood place in Bucktown. They created this thing together and loaded with good stuff to bring home for a game day.
I'm going to check it out. Look, talk about the generosity of the restaurant community, if you will, and how now maybe is the time for us to pay it back.
They don't stop giving. I mean, it's in their blood. It's just part of what being in the hospitality is about. We saw that when the hurricanes were ravaging Southwest Louisiana, New Orleans restaurants who are, you know, dealing with their own slow motion disaster, they were still stepping up to feed people and to send supplies and equipment, expertise. It was just amazing to me. They didn't go into their shells like they could have. I mean, maybe they should have, but they can't. They can't help themselves. And so, you know, there should be a giant fundraiser for New Orleans restaurants. But what we're seeing is that it's happening, you know, household by household, with individuals stepping up to support, you know, with their own business, maybe adding a little extra, maybe getting more than they need. Maybe if they don't need the takeout, they're getting it anyway, buying the gift cards for down the road, finding little extra things that they can do, buying cookbooks, you know, making it that instead of giving somebody a, well, I don't know, electronic device or whatever else as a gift, they're finding ways to tap restaurants and our food community for their gifts. It's little things like that that add up. But to your point, Tommy, you're right. I mean, this is a community that they give in so many ways that it's almost invisible until you think about taking that away. You know, every fundraiser that you've been to has had some sort of food and beverage component, and that comes from our local businesses.
Thank you, Ian. I appreciate your time. You want to make a game prediction?
Oh, yeah. The Saints are going to go up. We're going to score some points, but it's Brady. They're going to find a way to come back. But I got faith in our Saints D. We're going to hold them, and I think it's going to be 35-24, somewhere around there.
All right. We don't want a last-minute field goal. I like your numbers. Thank you, Ian. Have a great weekend.
Go Saints. Thanks, Tommy.
You got it. Appreciate your time. Ian McNulty covers New Orleans dining food culture for the Times-Picayune and New Orleans Advocate. And the restaurant community really does. And again, if you've ever been involved with any.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.